I learned early on sort of the difference between Protestants and Catholics. It mostly has to do with Christmas lights. Mom's side of the family was Presbyterian, and they had sort of a small tree that they pulled out every year out of the attic and wrapped in one string of Winnie the Pooh lights, some of which were burnt out. And they had it on a timer so it didn't use up any extra electricity. Dad's family put the Vatican to shame. I grew up somewhere in the middle. We had the kinds of lights that would sort of sparkle, and they would. As a kid, I would keep the extra lights that would come in the pack, because if one light burned out, they stopped ringing out. You know what I mean? So I would keep these up in my desk, up in my room, and when one line would go out, I'd go down and replace it with the light, and then it would go back on. This is sort of like what I considered my job during the holidays. So that's mostly what I came to tell you. But there was also my dad, and he had an idea about the holidays too. His idea had, I think, to do with second-rate technology. You know, because like some kids would get like, open up and you get the radio control car and has the wheel and the car's doing flips in the driveway. And I would get the car and it sort of, it had a leash. And you had to follow the car around, and there was just an on-off button. On-off, on-off. Another one of his big hits was, this was around, I guess, the time that the Atari 2600 came out, and all my friends are playing Space Invaders and Dig Dug and Pitfall and all this. Dad took us to the Zenith store, and he bought a Magnavox Odyssey 2 console. He said it was a real computer because it came with a keyboard. It sucked. And all the games were like, it's like Space Invaders. It's like Pitfall. Not really, it was just like blocks and other blocks. Anyway, this was sort of my experience with technology through the holidays. So one year my dad asks me what I want for Christmas, and by this time I had already taken the course in basic programming in second grade. So I said what I really wanted. I wanted the Maserati of PCs. I wanted a Commodore 64. And you know, everything about the Commodore 64 was like so rad, like right down to like the high contrast keys, right? To like the disk drive that had the ka-chung, right? But it was like the gate coming down on the Raptor in Return of the Jedi. Ka-chung. And it had the monitor that was like 470 pounds. And I wanted it bad. And I told him about this all the time. Springtime or so, late springtime comes around. And my father leaves our family. He abandons my mom, myself, and my two sisters. And he really leaves us in sort of dire straits. We wind up without a house. My mom has a nervous breakdown. And as a kid of 9 years old, you don't really know what this means, what's going on. And so we make it through the summertime, sort of. And then we wind up in a row house out in the farthest reaches of southwest Baltimore, down off Wilkins Avenue, out near the Beltway. And Christmas rolls around. And I think it was my grandfather who came down, grandfather on my mother's side, who came down and put up the Christmas tree that year. I don't remember there actually being lights on it. And I remember coming down for Christmas morning. And it was kind of dark in the living room in this strange row house. And there were three packages there. And I sort of knew immediately, of course, what they were. There was one yay big, one a little bit smaller, one a little bit smaller than that. And they had a card on them that said, "From Dad." Looking back on it, I kind of think that all the trouble I had with my mom for a long time came back to that moment, that Christmas, those packages. For a long time, I think that she sort of equated everything that happened with that moment. She said, "Open up your gifts. They're from Dad." And I opened up the packages, and of course there's the Commodore 64. And she kind of looks at me and just says, "Well, I guess you finally got what you wanted."
Shelley Blake Clark.